Okay, we're on the Tezvovim Beis, the second parak. Ha'isha shenis armala o shenis garsha. Woman, her husband died or he divorced her, and now she has to collect her ksuba. So he omeris besula nisasani. So if she got divorced, she claims that she was a besula when she got married. She's now owed 200 zuz. The hu omer, and he says, no, when I married you, you were an amana, or a grusha, and you only have 100 zuz. You aren't a besula. The hu omer loki, al amana nisasicha. So, or if he's dead, then the yorshim claim that when you got married to our father, you were an amana, and you only get 100. Im yesh einim shiyotza bihinuma verosha parua ksubasa masai. If they're Aden, so we don't know now if she was a basula then or not. Right? The only thing is, if we know that at the marriage, she was yotze behinuma. Hinuma is a veil. She wore a veil. And her hair was uncovered. Then obviously she was a basula. That's how basulas get married. Then her ksuba is 200. Biyokrim bruka omer, afchila klo yisraya. You don't have to have Aden that she had an hinuma. Even if they gave out klayos by a basula, the minig was that they gave out parched wheat or whatever as a simen bracha. And therefore, if you have edim that happened, you know it was the nesuin of a basula. Umoda Rabbi Yeshua ba'omer lechaveru saw the zushal avicha haisa, and Rabbi Yeshua is moda. The Gemara is going to discuss he's moda to what, when. Right, Yeshua is moda that if a person says saw the zushal avicha haisa lekachtim imenu. This field used to belong to your father. Reuven says to Shimon, this field used to belong to your father, but I bought it from him. Shehu Neman, and there's no Edim that it belonged to Shimon's father. The only way we know it belongs to Shimon's father is because Reuven admitted. But Reuven said, I bought it from him. So, Shapesha Osir, Hu Hapesha Hitu. If we believe you that it belonged to Shimon's father, then we have to believe you that you bought it. And if we don't believe you bought it, then who said it belonged to Shimon's father to begin with? The only way we know that is from you. But if there are Edim that belong to Shimon's father, then unless he has a chazok, he's not believed. Because now we know, independent of him, we know that it belonged to Shimon's father. He's claiming he bought it. Bring proof that you bought it. Right? We know for sure that the Morikama, the original owner, was Shimon's father. And we don't know it only because of you, we know because there's Adam to the fact. So then he's not believed. See that. And now she is demanding her ksuba. She wants payment. Right? It's obviously going on the case where he was megarisher, not where he died. He says that what's it called? Ula almona ha yorshim omrimlo. And by an almona, the yorshim, the heirs say, that we contest the fact that you get 200 when you were married, you were an almana. Almana nosach avinu, the emlecha el almana. Our father married you when you were an almana, not a busula. Ushtara ksuba oven, and the ksuba is lost. Im yesh edim al nisueha she yotzas mi beis avia le beis baila. Right, if they're edim that can testify that at the wedding that this person had with her when she was brought from her father's house to the husband's house, bihinuma, b'gmar mefarish, I'm explaining what a hinuma is, the rosha parua, right, her hair, sara, al kseifeh, or his hair was flowing on her shoulders, kacha yunogim lahotzias apsulos mi beis avi and lebeis achasana, used to bring the besulos out with their hair uncovered and with a veil on, to show that they're besulos. Afchil klayus, regilim hayu lechalik klayus lahatinokos b'nisuya besulos. He used to give out parched wheat, candies, to the children at the chuppah of a besula, but they didn't give it out at by an almona. Kloyos, kishashibul and lachin, miyabshim also betanor, when the what's it called? What do they call? Not sheaves of wheat, but the whatever.
Ears of grain.
What? Sheaves of grain?
Ears of grain.
Okay. When the ears are moist, so they toast them. The hain kloyos and masukin la'olam. And they're very sweet, and they're what's it called? They remain sweet forever. They're toasted wheat. Moder Bishuma first, Mora Hechakoy, my Moda. Mora's going to discuss where is this going on. What is the view of Moda to what? Or Bishuma's Moda to what? Shapesha Asr, Ze Enu Odea Shahoysa Shal Aviv, El Al Piv Shal Ze, Masha Asr, Hari Hitter. Right? The Reuven, Shimon doesn't know that the field belonged to his father except through the admission of Reuven. So if we believe Reuven that it belonged to Shimon's father, we have to believe him that he bought it. Okay, Gemara. Time with the Ika Edim. Holeka Edim Baal Mehemen. Right, if it wouldn't be Edim, then the husband's believed to say she was Almana, and she only gets 100. Lema Tznan Stamad Lok Ram Gamliel. This is not like Ram Gamliel. Di Ram Gamliel Ha'omar Ihi Mehemna. Right, but over the cases we had in the last parak, where she claims that she was a Basula when she was married, and he claims, no, that she wasn't, so she's believed. So according to Ram Gamliel, Lachara, we should believe her, that she was a Basula. Why over here do you need Adim? Mar says, no, Afilu Tame Ram Gamliel. Ad kan lo kom Ram Gamliel hasum ela babori v'shem. When did Ram Gamliel say his din, that she's believed, when she's a bari, she says, I Basula nisason. He says, no, what's it called? Maybe you were a Baula when I married you. He doesn't know though. Maybe she claims, or she can claim that ne nasti tachtecha, right? That ain't a chanami. I'm not a besula, but I was nenas after we got married, not before, right? So lechora she's a bari, and he's only a shema. Avolcha but bari u bari lo. But here he's also claiming bari that you weren't a besula when I married you, were an amana, right? And you're lying and saying that I married you a besula. So it's bari u bari, right? What's it called? The bari ubari. There, but Ram Gamliel didn't say his din. Gemara says the dekari le makari. What was the havamina? And the Gemara asked the question: what was the havamina? Of course, Ram Gamliel said his din because of bari v'shem, and here it's bari ubari. So what was the question? Right, makari la ha bari ubari. It's clear that there's a different case than that case. So why did the Gemara ask the question? Gemara says kiven the rov noshim besulos nisos. Since most women who get married, most marriages are first marriages, not second marriages, right? Which is statistically right. Not everybody gets married a second time, and everybody who got married a second time was married a first time. So rove women who get married are basulos. Okay. Ki bari v'shema domi, and therefore his taina is a weak taina. So it's like bari v'shema. It's not bari. Bari, it's like bari v'shema. Even though he's claiming bari, the fact that the rove goes against him, rove women who get married besulos, so it's more mistaber, her taina, so her taina is a stronger taina. It's like bari v'shema. V'hochinam mistabra, it makes sense to say that that was the havamina. Midiktani u moda Rabbi Yeshua, right? Since it says in Rabbi Yeshua's moda, I amris b'shloma ayrim gamliel b'moda shapu, right? If you'll say that Ram Gamliel in the reisha also was moda. Right, Ram Gamliel, even though Ram Gamliel holds that in the cases we had in the last parak, the woman is believed, but over here he's moda, since it's bari ubari, that the woman is not believed, and she needs Edim. And if not, hamotz min chayr v'arai. Right, so once Ram Gamliel is admitting in the Reisha, even though it's unwritten, so now it could say, well, moda and Rabbi Yeshua is moda also in this case. Right, because we had Rabbi Yeshua who argued Ram Gamliel in the parak before. So once it says the true confessions of Rabbi Gamliel that he admitted in this case, now it says, okay, Rabbi Yeshua admits in this case. So it makes sense to say, Umoda Rabbi Yeshua. Eli'i Amis Lo'ai Rabbi Gamliel B'moda. If the Reisha is not Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel isn't Moda in the Reisha. The Reisha doesn't go according to Rabbi Gamliel, right? If you'll say that, then Rabbi Yeshua Laman Moda. Then who's Rabbi Yeshua Moda to? We're not even talking about any kind of Hodah in this mission at all. So why does it say Umoda Rabbi Yeshua? It sounds like it's a continuation of the Reisha. Well, it says Mi Savris Rabbi Yeshua Hai Pirkin Koi. Rabbi Yeshua is not going on this Mishnah, right? Amigo Koi Va Pirkin Kamor Koi. He's going on the Migo we had in the parak before, in the end of the first parak, right? And he's going back on the first parak. The Gemara waited, the Mishnah waited till this Mishnah to say something about the previous Mishnayos, even though they're a different parak, but now Rabbi Yeshua is telling us, even though in all those cases in the previous parak I held that she's not believed, here in this kind of case where there's a migu, he is believed, because it's a migu, what's it called, a better migul. Migul of a pesha asr, pesha hit, there's a better migul. What's the case? Zmora says, ahai. Which migul is he going on? That over there I don't agree, but here I do agree. Right? Ile maho. Right? Now we're going to go back to the cases we had in the first parak, a few of them, where there was machlokas from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Aho. Hoysa muberes. Va'omru lo mativa shal uberze. Right? Ne'ish ploni v'koinu. Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer omrin nemenes. Rabbi Yeshua omr lo mi pio anuchay. Right? So if it's going back on that case, my migu ika. Right? Higher kresa ben shinel. There's no migu over there. Right? Over there, it's a simple case. We know she's pregnant. She had relations with somebody. We don't know who. She tells us, what's it called, Bori, that it's this one. And we don't know. So we're only a Shema. So Gamliel says, Bori v'Shema, Bori Yodiv. Rabbi Yeshua holds no. What's it called? There's a Suffolk, and by a Suffolk we don't put on her Cheskas Kasher. So Mimela, if she's not believed, then we don't know if the child's kosher or not. Okay. So over there, there's no Migu. The reason Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed is not because of a Migu. There is no Migu. What could she say? No, I didn't live with anybody. Right? It's obvious you did. You're pregnant. So there, it's only because of Bori V'Shema. So it's nothing to do with a Migu. So that can't be. Elaha. So it must be going on a different case. Ra'ua medaberes emechad. The omru lo mativo shel ish zeh. Ish ploni v'koenu. Ram Gamliel v'Rab Lezer omru nemenes. Rabbi Shomer lo mipi onuchayim. Right? Second case. Case we saw her either have yichud or having relations. Machlokas in the parak before. Mora's going to discuss it in a few seconds. So we saw her doing something with somebody, and we ask her, who's this guy? And she tells us that he's kosher. Okay, so Rabbi Gamliel says we believe her, and Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her. So Mora says, Hasam mai migu iku. Which, what migu is there over there? Ha nicha le zi'iri domra mai medaberes nistera. According to Zi'iri, who said medaberes means she had yichud, there is a migu. She could have said, I never had relations with the guy. Instead of saying, I had relations, but he's kosher. So there is a migu. And even so, Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed. But Rabbi Yeshua says, but in this kind of migu, I do agree. Then you could learn that that's what Rabbi Yeshua is going back on. The iboy amra lo nivalti, the kamra nivalti mehemna. El Ravasi, the amra mai medaberes nivelus, but according to Ravasi, who says medaberes means we saw them have relations. So then where's the migu? What could she have said? Right? The only reason over there why we believe her, same thing, because she's Bari. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's Sothic, we don't go after the Bari. That's the machlokas from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. But there's no migu. So what does that case have to do with the case of our, where the guy says, the field was your father's, but I bought it from him. There's no connection. So my migu iku, the Elohos. Elohai must be going, according to Ravasi, it has to be going on the next case. He omeris mukaseitzani. Who omer loki eladrusa sisha? She claims to be a mukaseitz, right? And he says, no, what's it called? A man lived with you, right? Before we got married. So, mukaseitz, before we got married, right? We'll see in one second what she's tying. And he claims, no, drusa sish, and therefore, we'll see what it is, either 100 or 0. Ram Gamliel, Ram Lez, Ram Nema, she's believed. Rabbi Shu omer lo mi pion echaim. She's not believed. Mara says, "Hasa my migu ika." What migu is in that case? Bishlam al Rebbe Lezer, the Amr b'manav alo klum migu di boy Amr mukaseitz ani tachtecha. Right? If they, what's it called, the machlokas between them. In other words, the tainas are: she claims she's a mukaseitz, and if she was a mukaseitz before they got married, she gets 100. And he claims, no, you already live with somebody; it was a mekach tolos completely, and therefore you get 0. It's 100 and 0. So she has a migu, right? Why would I lie and say that I was a mukaseitz before we got married? I could say I was a mukaseitz after we got married, and I'll get 200, right? The Islam Asai, according to what's it called, to Rebbe Lasser, uka'amra mikara deles lelamana mehemna. Right, so there's a migu. Then you could say that Rabbi Yeshua is going back on that case, even though in that case, where she claims to be a mukaseitz before the marriage. He claims she was a drusasish before the marriage. She wants 100. He wants to give her 0. Right? She's believed, according to Ram Gamliel, because of Bari, but also because of a migu. Because if she was lying, she could have said a better lie. I was a mukaseitz after we got married, and therefore I get 200. Right? So there, this then, Moda Rabbi Yeshua, even though in that case of Migu I don't agree, this case of Migu, a Peshos or Peshit, I do agree. Elul Rabbi Yochanan, the Umbra B'Masayim Umane, my Migu Ika. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Tainas are Masayim and Mana, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Amukas H, Shalom Hikirba, if she was Amukas H before the marriage, and he didn't know, she still gets 200. Mukas H does not affect her condition. Right, and he claims no, you were a drusas ish before, and therefore what's it called, you only get 100. Okay, Ella, what's it called, there's no migo over there. What could she have found it? What could she have said? Right, if she would have said, even if she said, what's it called, mukasei tzachtecha, she's still going to get the same 200, not going to get more than 200. Ella ha, so that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it has to be going on a different case, this case. Hanosi esaicha velo motzalo besuli. Guy gets married and he finds his wife's not a basula. He omeris misherastani nenast even stachvasadeo. She admits that she lived with a man, or she was raped by a man after the erusin, and it's his tough luck, and therefore he has to give her 200. But who omer loki achaloristich? No, you were raped before we got married, and I didn't know you weren't a basula, and therefore you get nothing. Or yeah, right, you get nothing because of mekach tos. Ram Gamliel over Rebbe Lezer Omrim Nemenes. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lomi Pi Onuchayim. I over here the Migul Di Boy Omrim Mukaseitz Ani Tachtecho. She could have said I was a Mukaseitz after we got married, and I get 200, not 100. Right, and she's tining what that she was Mishe Rastani Nenasti, right? And it's a better tina to tina Mukaseitz than that I was raped, even though the money is the same. But it's less embarrassing to say she's a mukas eitz than to say she was raped. So she'd rather say a better taina, and she's not. So let's believe her with the taina that she's saying. Why? And also, if she says mukas eitz, she's not pasul to a kohen. And if she's a drusas eish, she's pasul to a kohen, because it's after the erusin. The loka pasul nafsha mikahuna. The ka'omra ne nasti, the ka pasul nafsha mikahuna. Mishum hachi kamra gamliel de mehemna. That's what Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed. The kamra of Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, behind migu de hacham al dinulach. I don't agree with you over there, with that migu, but over here I do. Bahu migu de hacham paligna lecha. Right. Zemur says, michti hai migu vahai migu. The same, why over there does Rabbi Yeshua not believe the migu? She has a migu. She could have tied it mukasei tzani tachtecha, and she's saying drusasish tachtecha. Right? Even though she'll get the same 200, but she won't be puzzled to a coin had she said mukaseitz. Maishno haimigo me haimigo. Mar says, hocha ein shor shachut lefanecha. Rashi learns that the person is not tining anything. If he didn't open his mouth, right, we wouldn't know anything. If the guy didn't say over here, this field belonged to your father and I bought it from him, the other guy never claimed it belonged to his father. He never knew it belonged to his father. Right? The person who's claiming he bought it is the one who's bringing up the fact that it belonged to the other guy's father. So it's a migo di boy shosik. It's a much better migo. I could have kept quiet and said nothing. Nobody would have any tainus. You're not tining that it's your field. You don't even know it belonged to your father. And I'm opening my mouth and saying it belonged to your father and I bought it from him. If I would have kept quiet, nobody would have known anything different. So migo di boy shosik, that's a good migo. Because everybody can keep quiet, right? Not everybody can think of a better taina. That's how Rashi learns. Okay? It's a migo di boy shosik. Nobody's tining anything against me. I could have kept quiet. Hosom harishor shachut lefanecha. But over there, the person's tining that you're not a basula. Right? Now she has to say something. She can't keep quiet. So she has to have a taina. So there, the migu is only, she could have said a better taina. Maybe she didn't think of a better taina. So there, the migu is not such a good migu as migu di boy shosik, where you didn't have to say anything. You could have kept your mouth shut. That's a much better raya than I could have said a better taina, maybe not so smart. Let's see Rashi. Taima di ika edin, di yotza bihinuma. Habal mehemen, velo amrin hol misapgilon al yom nisueho im besula haiso im beula haminos alches kosa shall call them lechein umetchila besula haiso. We don't say from the Mishnah's mashma clearly that if there are no edim that she was a besula, then he would be believed. He only gives her 100. Right? We don't say, since we don't know when she became a non-besula, before the wedding or after, right? In other words, at that point she was a besula or not, put her on a chazaka that she was a besula till the last minute. So maybe she was a besula when she got married. We don't say that. Hine menes, the azul boser chazaka de gufa. But in the previous parak, Rabbi Gamliel said she's believed. We put her on her chazaka, along with her bari. Morris says, no, bari the shema. There it's because he's only saying shema. Gavi mishirastani nenasti, he toenis bari li, who? Vihu, eno toen ala shema, ad shalo erestich. Do eni odea mosai nensa? She doesn't know when he was raped, she was raped. She says, for sure, I know it was after the erison. He says, maybe it wasn't, but he doesn't say for sure. With the kari le lememer stamed lokram gamliel, when the Gemara asked this as a question, that this Mishnah doesn't go according to Ram Gamliel, what was the havamina? It's for sure different than the case before. Here it's bari ubari, and there it's bari v'shema. My kari le ma olabadaito lafukim Ram Gamliel holodamula. Why do you think that it doesn't go like Ram Gamliel? These cases aren't similar. Kivan de rob noshim besulas nisos, krova tanosalios emes, yosem mishalo. Okay, bari v'shema damia. From this Rashi you see that when by bari v'shema, what's the reason the bari wins? Because the shema is weak, or because the bari is strong, right? So lechor over here it's mashma that the reason bari v'shema, that the bari wins, is because the strength of the bari, not because of the weakness of the shema. Because over here he's also saying bari, but since as a rove to support her, her bari is a stronger bari. So it's a strong bari against a weak bari, right? So you see that it's the strength of the bari that wins the case, not the weakness of the shem. The hachinan mistaber, the gamliel moda bo the baal mehemen, right? It also makes sense that the gamliel is moda that the baal is believed in our case, because over here it's bari u bari. I amris b'shloma ayrim gamliel moda the hach reisha hodohi to come moda ram gamliel rabbi yeshua. If the Mishnah goes according to Ram Gamliel, and even Ram Gamliel holds in our case that the woman is not believed unless she has Eidim, because this is a case of Bari Ubari, so then it's as if the Mishnah said, Ram Gamliel is mold over here, that what's it called, that, and even though he argues in the first parak, here he agrees that the woman is not believed without Eidim. Then it makes sense that now to continue, and Rabbi Yeshua is moda to Ram Gamliel in this case, because the reisha is unstated, but it's as if it says, and Ram Gamliel is moda in this case to Rabbi Yeshua, and then it says, and Rabbi Yeshua is moda in this case to Ram Gamliel. The afagav the poligna beperakama b'shenerastani nerasti. The afagav the ikalamemer migu lo mehemnim modina b'hai migo di boy shosik v'lo omer le shalavicho haisa ki omer le nami lekachtia imenu mehemin ked lekamon. Rabbi Yeshua says, even though I argue against you in the first parak and I don't go after the migu, this migu is better because migu di boy shosik, migu you could have kept quiet. Okay, elei amr slo ayre. But if you hold that the reisha doesn't go like Ram Gamliel, and Ram Gamliel would hold even in this case the woman's belief without Eidim, then what's it called? Reisha b'moda Ram Gamliel, my moda Rabbi Yeshua. So the Reisha is not talking to Ram Gamliel's moda to anything. The Reisha is not Ram Gamliel at all. Right? So there's no idea of anybody admitting to anybody. So what's it say? Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua's moda, it's like starting something in the middle of nowhere. My shaykh lemisnei hocha v'heichakoy. Where's it going on? Right? If the Reisha, you have to understand that Ram Gamliel said it, and Rabbi Gamliel is moda in this case, then Rabbi Yeshua is moda in this case. But if the reisha has nothing to do with Rabbi Gamliel, and there's no case of anybody being moda to anything, what's it mean? Vir Rabbi Yeshua moda, there's no continuity. Amigo koi, a plugsa de ikala memra bon migo, beperakama koi. The kamar afagav the paligna the migu the hasam, the migu the hacha modina kadla kamon. Then it makes sense. Rabbi Yeshua is going, now the Gemara says no. Rabbi Yeshua is not going back on the beginning of this Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua Moda is going back on the previous parak, that even though Rabbi Yeshua argued in the previous parak in cases where there was a migu, and he said that we don't follow the migu, here he agrees that this migu you would follow. Ahai, ik a migu. Which case in the previous parak was there a migu? Hari Kresa, it can't be the case where she's muberes and we ask her, how'd you get pregnant? Because no migu. The eni yachol alomer, only thought she can't say, she didn't have a migu. Well, I could say I didn't have relations. She can't say that, right? Obviously, she's pregnant. She had relations. The Kamra Nivalti or the Kosher Nivalti Mehemna. Bishlam Rabbi Lazar, it's a case where we saw her speaking to somebody. So it turns out speaking means. If speaking means Yichud, she has a Migo. She could have said Lo Nivalti. But if speaking, right, means what's it called, that she had relations and there's no Migu there also. So according to Rebbe Lezer, that it means what's it called, Bishlam Rebbe Lezer, Dom Rebbe Perakama, Tana Sayu B'mon Evelo Klum, Mukasei Shlo Hikr B'mon, this is going later. Right, so according to Ze'iri, right, that Medaberes means Nisteres as a Migu. But according to Ravasi, there's no Migu. Now the Gemara says, okay, so it's going on the other case. The case of Mukasei and Drusas Ish. The Perakamat and I saw him one of the Klum. Rabbi Lezer holds that she's claiming I get 100 because a Mukaseit Shelo Hikir Ba only gets 100, and he's claiming you're a Drusasish that I wasn't Makir and you get 0. Mukaseit Shelo Hikir Ba any Cholat Tova Elamana. The who Amar Drusasish at the Ein Lach Klum. Ika Migul Ti Boy Amar Mukaseit Sani Tachtecha. There's a Migul over there. She could have said I'm not a Mukaseit from before the Erison. I was a Mukaseit after the Erison. I get 200. Then there's a Migul. But according to the other Mandiyama, right, Rebbe, who's the other one? That was Rebbe Lazar. And who was it? Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that the tainas are, what's it called, are 200 and 100, that a mukaseit that he wasn't makir gets 200, and he's claiming only 100, right, then there's no migo. Meshur astani irali mistafa sate, obviously mosayim. The komra mukaseit sani mi korva lo tov elamona mehemna. El Rabbi Yochanan da omra tanasayo be mosayim umona, shehi tovato mosayim. Leka midi beintacht of the mikora. My migu, there's no migu over there. Right? Doesn't make a difference if she was a mukaseitz before the wedding or after. What could she type? Hocha gabi saw the ain shor shachut lefanecha. She yala lay bail of the tvo mishachta. Right? Over here, the shor is not shecht in front of you, where you have a reason to have a doubt. Nobody would raise the question. Right? Nobody had to know we were saying anything. Kolomar im shosak ze lo hayu lo orin. If this guy kept quiet, nobody would have any tainus. No, the other Shimon never said it was my father's field or you stole it or something. He didn't know anything about it. Reuven informed Shimon, you should know this field belonged to your father, but I bought it from him. So then there's a migu di boy shah. If he kept quiet, there would be no problem. There'd be no case. The fact that he said it, we should believe him, the whole thing. Hilkech he loved the dover poshet who shalach imenu lo haya omer lo shalavichaisa. If it wasn't clear to him that he bought it, he wouldn't have never brought the case. If there was any doubt. The fact that he said something, right, pretty good of a variety that he's telling the truth. Because if he wanted to lie, he could have just kept quiet. Nobody would have said a word. Hilkech hamrin migu. Avagabi lo motzla besulim shor shochel lefanecha. Over there is a sothic already. Yeah, she has to say something. There is already a reason that she has to claim something. Besulim shalom motzla heim hesisua lavo lebeisde. Because the Maisa, everybody agrees she wasn't a Basula. The question is, how did it happen? So now she has to say something. So now the Migu is, I could have said something better. But when you have to say something, and the Shaila is maybe you could have said something better, it's not as good of a Raya as where you could have kept quiet and you said something instead. The Taina Tova Mizu, Lo Amrina Migu, the Dilma Lo Aska Daita, maybe she wasn't so smart to say the better Taina. Inami Irume, or she, Adarav, she said Bedafka this Taina, so we'll think that she should be believed. She's trying to, she's tricking us. She knows this whole Cheshma. Right. Okay, Tosus learns that what's it called, Rashi learns is talking with a guy who's not tining anything, and without this guy saying what he said, we would have no Suffolk, we have no Tainas or whatever, because we don't know that it belonged to Reuven's father except from Shimon, or Shimon's father except from Reuven's admission, right? But Tosus says that what's it called, Shor Shochel Lefanecha means something else, right? Over there, she doesn't have Basulim, she can't say Basulani, right? But over here, he could have said, Lo Hoyse Shalavicha Meol, I had a better Taina. Not Iboy Shosin. If they got a guy who says, hey, this belonged to my father, and you stole it. Now, he could answer one or two things. Yes, it did belong to your father, but I bought it from him. I didn't steal it. Or he could say, you have no proof that it belonged to your father, right? And I could deny the whole thing. It never belonged to your father at all. And therefore, I could deny the whole taina. That's called ein shor shochet lefanecha. But where I couldn't deny the whole taina, he says, you're not a basula. She can't say, I am a basula, because clearly she's not. She has to say some taina in what he's saying is true. You're saying is true that I'm not a basula. But this is the reason. That's a lesser migu than where he could deny the entire taina. That's a deny the entire taina. That's a deny the entire taina. That's a deny the entire taina.